What's wrong? Why are you frowning?
It's nothing. I'm just not feeling well.
How come?
I don't know. I'm just feeling down today. I went to Shiva's house and she didn't open the door for me.
What do you mean she didn't open the door?
She didn't open it. She said that I should come back later. She said she'd call when she's not busy, but she hasn't yet.
Well, maybe she's still busy.
What could it be that she's still not finished with it? She said herself that she'd be done within a few minutes. The way they're acting towards us has rarely changed. And now why are you frowning?
Me? Nothing, just thinking about what you said.
Look, Fazel, I know he's your cousin. He's a red line for you. He's important. I don't know, I don't want to talk behind his back, but in my opinion, he didn't reject your dad's offer.
Forget it, Lely. I didn't expect you to rush to judgment.
Then what's their reason for their rudeness and bad behaviour?
I don't know. I just know if there was anything fishy going on with Fazad, he would have come and told me what my dad said to him, huh?
I don't know.
I'm going to take a shower. I'm really tired.
I went to Shiva's house and she didn't open the door to me.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave it alone.
Why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Yes, you are.
Donkey, I'm warning you.
Who are you trying to keep out? Just tell me yet.
Everyone okay?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Fazel, your phone's ringing!
Well, you're going against the whole world anyway, huh?
Look, I'm not one of them with the problem, okay? It's the world that seems to have the problem with me. People take one look at me and go, help, Ron, a big, stupid, ugly ogre. They just judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.
You know what? When we met, I didn't think you were just a big, stupid, ugly ogre.
Yeah, I know.
So, are there any donkeys up there?
Well, there's Gabby the smaller. Okay, okay.
Do you know this is the 100th time you're watching this?
Oh, yes. I never get tired of it. By the way, your phone was ringing.
Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. But it rang 2 or 3 times.
2 or 3 times?
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
Huh? I don't know. It's unidentified.
Well, call and see what they wanted with you. They called several times. It must be something important.
No, forget about it. If it's something really important, they'll call back again. What's for dinner?
Nothing. I wasn't in the mood to cook.
You want me to go out and get something? I'll go and get something. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Is your wife well?
Excuse me, but it seems you called me.
Yes, I'm sorry for having to disturb you. The truth is I called Dr. Hatev, but his phone was turned off.
Yes. Can I ask what you want with him?
Is it possible for me to talk to him directly?
No, he's not here with me right now, but I can give him a message for you.
Would you mind, would you be kind enough to tell him to give me a call?
Yes, of course.
I'll be grateful.
Give him my regards.
Give my regards.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Don't tell me you're selling me out, Farzad. Hello, Farzad. Can you go up to the roof for a second?
You dragged me up here to tell me this?
Well, Shiva's sensitive about Sanam Pezeshkian, so I didn't want it to become a story.
First of all, the one who's sensitive about Sanam Pezeshkian is your own wife, and secondly, you could have told me this over the phone, couldn't you?
No, there's something else I wanted to tell you.
Huh? Say it.
Look, Farzad, I don't want you to look bad in front of Layli. I've made you out to be a hero in Layli's eyes.
What are you even talking about? I don't understand.
Look, I understand you. I want you to be able to get what you want. I'll help you to get it. But it's really not necessary for you to get rid of us like that.
I don't understand. I mean, talk a bit more clearly. Talk more clearly so I can see what it is that you're talking about.
Farzad, I know that you need that clinic. I said I'm ready to help you out with a proper plan without anyone finding out about anything for you to get your clinic.
I mean, really, do you even know what you're saying? I mean, you really thought that
I'm sure about it. But there's no need for you to tell Shiva to ignore Layli or for us to separate our expenses from each other.
No, hold on,
I'm not finished talking. Yes, you have a wife and children. You have a right to think about their future success. You crazy fool, your success is my success too. But I shouldn't be ruined in Layli's eyes.
No, I told you in a very straightforward manner that I rejected your father's offer.
Yes, you said it, but the things you do say something else.
Why? Why are you talking nonsense, huh? Why are you talking nonsense? Let me see. What have I done for you to be thinking such a thing, huh? Oh, if it's because of the phone call from Sanam Pezeshkian, well, the phone call, what I told you, it was about me being hired there.
Fine, sure. I made a mistake to have suspected you, huh? I apologize
to you.
No,
it's all right.
Am I important to you
or
aren't I?
Of course, yes, you are.
Give Sanam Pezeshkian a call right now in front of me and talk to her.
Of course I'll call.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I call?
Call her right now.
Yeah, of course I'll call.
Call her then.
Do you think that I'm lying? I've got nothing to hide at all.
Call her.
Why do I have to call her? I don't want to call. It's not important to me if you suspect me or not. I will not call. I won't call.
Huh?
No way.
You see, I have the right to suspect you.
No way. You don't have the right to at all.
I have the right.
You don't
have
the
right to suspect you.
No, you don't. I said that you don't have the right. You don't have the right. Why do you think that you have the right, huh? If I wanted to do such a thing, I wouldn't have come and told you that I saw your dad and about the things that we said to each other.
Fine.
And what is it? Do you think that you're smart? You really think that you know a lot? You don't know anything.
Fine.
Your brain has stopped working. It's shut down because of all of your drug abuse. Look, It's just what I really don't understand. I don't understand why you're doing this. I'm upset with you. You've really disappointed me, you have.
There are some things that should never be said, because the injury they cause is very painful. Bringing up some of the mistakes that people have made in the past is one of those things. Especially if it's a secret, and you're the person that they've told the secret to. You're supposed to try and bury a friend's secret, not to dig it back up.
What happened? You came back empty-handed. Where's the food?
I didn't find anything.
Since I knew that you wouldn't find anything, I figured I'd get up and make some food. This time of day, all the stores up on the roof are closed.
Layli, Were you spying on me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Is this the way we treat each other?
We made a lot of promises to each other, and one of them was not to lie.
When did I lie to you?
Forget it.
No, let's forget about it. When did I lie to you?
Don't give me a hard time.
Lily, I'm talking to you. When did I lie to you?
Your lie was so bad that I'm too ashamed to tell you. So stop insisting, Farzell. But on the life of whoever you love, if you think that I'm getting in the way of your happiness, if I've ruined your life, if I've prevented you from living in luxury, if I've ruined or destroyed your life, then just tell me. I love you so much, and I don't want to get in the way of your happiness.
Oh, my goodness. Why is everyone acting so strange? What's wrong with you? Tell me. Lily?
Look, Farzell. If you think that you'll be happy with Sanam Pazishkin, then just tell me and I will get out of your life. But just like during the past year, be honest with me. Tell me yourself.
What's wrong with you, Lily?
For goodness sake, don't play with me, Farzell. I've been played with a lot in my life. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it from you at all.
I'm sorry. If it's because of the phone call from Sanam Pazishkin and the lie I told you, then I apologize. But believe me, I had a reason for it.
For what reason, Farzell? You and I agreed that we wouldn't lie to each other, even if it was a matter of life or death.
I know, yes, I know. But look, Lily, I had a reason for it. But believe me, I had a reason for it. Why do you keep calling me, ma'am? What the hell do you want from me? It's obvious that I'll get mad. Whoever you want to talk to, then just call them. Man, just leave me alone. All of you, just leave me alone. You, my dad, your dad. Man, I love my wife and my life, however horrible it may be. I love my life. I didn't mean my wife. I love this damn life of mine, that's all. That's for Sanam Pazishkin. You feel better now?
Was it really her?
Of course.
You talked to her like that?
That's right.
Why did she even call?
She wanted to talk to Farzad.
So my guess was right, no?
I don't know what your guess is to know whether it's right or not. All I know is that it seems Farzad is supposed to start working at Sanam Pazishkin's hospital. I don't know, for him to get hired there or something, I don't know.
You see, I told you, Farzell. My gut instinct is never mistaken.
But yes, they are mistaken. When the owner of the senses has something on their mind, the poor senses get distorted and make a mistake. Our senses make judgments based on the way we think about those around us. Suppose that you have complete trust in your spouse, but when something happens that takes away this trust, then from that point on, everything your spouse does has a different meaning for you. Even things that were normal and routine for you. That's when you shouldn't have too much trust in your senses. It's better if you look for the truth, without senses, and without any preconceived notions.
Hello.
Hello.
Here. This is the key to the motorbike. And the documents. Here's the cell phone Lely used to set up appointments.
Farzell, I apologize.
What for?
For the things that I said to you yesterday.
Oh.
But there was no need for you to react so quickly and severely. I didn't mean anything at all.
No,
I really didn't mean what I said.
It's not a problem. I didn't get upset because of the things you said to me. Me and Layli sat down and talked to each other, and I've decided to come up with another job for myself. And also, if we're disturbing you here, I can start looking for another house.
Oh, no, no, Fazel. What do you mean disturbing us? Let me see. You really thought that I want to ruin your relationship?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not important. Forget about it. Forget
no,
about
no,
it.
No, 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 no. What do you mean it's not important? It's important.
No, no way, man. It's just, well, my brain doesn't work. And what can you expect from a brain that doesn't work?
No,
it becomes delusional.
No, don't talk like that. Just come inside,
come inside
for a minute.
No,
come inside
I won't disturb you.
No, just
no,
come inside
I won't
for
disturb
a minute.
You.
I want
no,
to show
I've got
you something.
To do.
Just come inside
I won't
for
disturb
a minute.
You. I want
I'm telling
to go.
You. What do you mean disturb me? Come on, come inside.
Uncle, so if I'm able to create problems between Fazel and his wife, then you'll give me a 200 square meter apartment and a car. Is that right? Huh? Is that what I understood?
I don't know how else to say it. I'm talking in plain English. You want me to say it in another language?
No, it's just
why do you keep asking?
No,
so
it's
much?
Just that I wanted to say that Fazel is so lucky. He's just very, very lucky.
How come?
Because he has a father like you who's so concerned about him, a father who's willing to spend so much money to ruin his son's life.
I want to make him happy.
But how do you know what it is that makes Fazel happy? I mean, do you know anything about Fazel at all? Right now he's very happy, and it's because he's living a good life with the woman that he loves.
You really call that happiness? What happiness is that? Do you really call the life they have being happy? That girl has trapped the poor boy. She's tricked him.
Uncle, what are you saying? I mean, if she was going to get her hands on any money, then you could say she tricked him. That poor Layli's not getting anything right now, nothing at all.
She's a lot more clever than all that. She knows that she'll be getting something from my wealth. Maybe not now, but she will when I die.
God forbid, Uncle, but now there's something that you can do in order to make sure she's not after anything. You can cut Fazel out of your will, huh? If that girl has continued with it up until now, she won't continue any more afterwards. She'll let go of Fazel and leave. Then you can bring your son back to the warm embrace, well, maybe not warm, but lukewarm embrace of your family. Is that good, huh?
Farzad, no more snide remarks. Just help me to save that boy, please.
Come on, Uncle. I am helping you out, but you don't pay any attention to the things that I say.
This help of yours is no use to me. You just do what I told you to do.
Well, I'm really sorry, but that's not something that I can do. Just forgive me. I'm sorry.
Then at least don't have his back so much. Don't support him. Look, on your life, and you're very precious to me, if you just do this one thing for me, I'll be very happy to give that clinic to you to have for yourself. Are you listening? I mean, I'll put you in a situation that you'll never have to worry about money again.
Thank you very much, Uncle. You've already done a lot for me, and it's way too late for me to stop having to worry about money. It's something that's embedded in my skin and bones, and it's not something I'll be able to stop worrying about for a long time. It's just because of the way that my parents raised me. There's one thing that I never knew the meaning of, and I never will, and that's being a coward and selling someone out. Now, if you'll excuse me, please, I have to go. Excuse me.
Anyways, after all, you've inherited the gene of playing tricks and games and such things from your father. I figured I should have some evidence so I wouldn't be sacrificed in the future, even though I was sacrificed a little bit anyhow. I couldn't help that, I guess.
Well, I apologize.
That day, I don't know why I didn't just go and tell you that it was your dad that had called me.
Yes, Nana, I understand. Sometimes a person doesn't say some things. He doesn't even know why. It's not important.
I called Sanam Pazeshkian.
Well?
I was chosen as one of those four people and I can start working there.
Oh? Well, congratulations. That's really good.
Yes,
good
it's really
you.
Great, but I won't go.
How come?
Well, it's because they were supposed to interview 10 people and choose 4 of them, but I was chosen without doing the interview.
It means my dad put in a good word.
Well, that's right. And in return, he'll definitely want me to do something for him, won't he?
Farzad, can I give you a hug? Come here. Ah, yeah. I sincerely apologize to you. It's all the fault of this empty brain of mine.
Oh, wow,
I really wanted
to say that. Your brain's really
yes,
empty.
Really.
Why did you talk so badly with Sanam Pazeshkian? The poor thing called last night and she was very upset.
Well, she deserved it. Why does she keep calling me so much?
Well, she didn't deserve it. She had good intentions. She told me that she called you again to tell you that you were right, that Fazal, meaning you, that you were right, and that she's not upset with you at all. She wanted to bring things back to normal again, to make things go back to the way that they were before.
That's right. You're right. I was angry. You don't know the situation.
That's right. You did a bad thing. Now call her and apologize.
Huh?
Hello?
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 Who should he call and apologize to?
Sanam Pazeshkian.
Don't go after looks, because it might trick you. And don't go after wealth, because even wealth disappears one day. Go after a person who's able to make you smile. A smile that can cause a very dark day to lighten up.
Unfortunately, most of the time, our deep and loving relationships become the subject of jealousy. And these jealousies sometimes turn into sick and dangerous enmity. And if we're not careful, they can deal severe blows to us. We have to be careful of our relationships all the time and every single second.
The biggest reason for a relationship being ruined is misunderstanding. A misunderstanding is created when, based on our own frame of mind, we rush to judgment about the behavior of the other person. And after some time, these misunderstandings start to pile up so much that they start to appear to be real. In my opinion, the best way to deal with this problem is to talk to the other person as soon as the first misunderstanding comes up, and to let them know what it is that we have on our mind.
You should always quickly talk about your worries and concerns. Tell each other the things that you have to say. Don't let others judge you based on your actions alone. When you say something, then what is understood is exactly what you have said. But there might be 1,000 different understandings based on your actions. Appreciate the things you have. Being kind is the most important characteristic of a human being.
Yes. Yes. Anyhow, I owe you an apology. I was really angry last night. I don't know what happened. Anyhow, it was something I had to do. Yes. No, don't say that. It's very kind of you. You're very gracious. Thank you. Anyhow, Sanam, ever since I was a child, whatever I did, whatever mess I made, I blamed you for it, and you were so gracious that you wouldn't say anything. Yeah, the good old days. No, don't say that. Even when you had proof, you wouldn't say anything. Yes, anyhow, it was really good to talk to you. Yes, I'll say it once again. I was forced to do that last night. Yes. No problem. It was really, really great to talk to you. It was great talking to you. Give your mum and dad my regards. Mrs. Pazeshkian, Mr. Pazeshkian. Yes. Goodbye. Have you been here a long time?
It doesn't make any difference. What's important was the end, and I heard it. So, you were forced to say those things to her yesterday,
Layli, on my life, I really don't know why I said those things. Believe me, Layli. Layli. Listen to me. I want to talk to you.
Don't say anything to me. I don't want to listen to you at all.
Be careful about your happiness.
What can I do? I had
to. You might think this happiness is as strong as a mountain.
I know.
But just remember that there's always a risk of rock slide.
No, you don't understand. شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون وره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون رو به هم زدیم تا اون غره